Welcome. You are now listening to the Reporting Accounts podcast. We are leading UK business intelligence, offering both free and paid insights into the accounts of more than 4.8 million UK companies. Our podcasts cover news and events from the UK financial markets and community and much more. Visit our website at www.reportingaccounts.com. And now over to your host for today's podcast, Adrian Lawrence, our resident in-house finance professional.
Hello and welcome to Reporting Accounts podcast. Today I'm talking about a story in the press around online shopping. Segro, the warehouse giant, they're one of the largest owners of commercial warehouses in the UK, are reporting their profits. And in doing so, they're boss David Sleath has been talking about the feeling in the market for future trade after the COVID lockdown ends, and the message is that the trend we've seen in online ordering is expected to continue. So where companies had prepared additional capacity to cope with the surge in online ordering, they're planning to retain that for the longer term because their expectation is that the trend and the move to online ordering away from the traditional high street is here to stay. That's quite an interesting statement. I've read recently in the press that the pandemic had accelerated the move from high street retail to online by between 3 and 5 years, and again that is a reasonable statement that could well be the case. It does have interesting implications though, because with the high street reopening, there will then be lower levels of trade, which when you have a business with basically fixed costs, it makes it that much harder to continue in a viable way. So I think what we're going to see is a lot more businesses that have niche specialist models retaining their success, but the more traditional regular high street shops that don't differentiate themselves and don't have strong complementary online channels are going to have a tough time. We will certainly see soon, because it appears that the lockdown will be ending beginning on the 9th of March when schools are returning, and the UK is likely to be back to close to normal sometime in May. So in between those dates, it's likely retail will reopen. And to learn more about our service at Reporting Accounts and how we hold information and insights into more than 4.8 million companies, visit our website, which can be found at www.reportingaccounts.com. Thank you for listening.